we first went into action, we had what we called a 75 millimeter gun, and we might just well have had a BB gun. You actually could shoot that 75 millimeter gun against a German tank and see the projectile just jump off. Then finally, we got what we called a 76, and that did penetrate.
Uh-huh.
And then a little later on, they finally gave us a 90 millimeter. But the only way, when we first went into action, is when we hit a German tank, either hit their tracks, we found this out, either shoot for their tracks, or right around the edge of the turret, there's a ring. I think, too, that the first time we were in action, and our projector hit a German tank, I would say 25% of the time, the Germans were as scared as we were, just jumped out of the tank thinking their guns were hit. Because really, I know, and the rest of the people, them 75 weren't worth a damn against a German tank, as far as piercing them with armored piercing. But after we got what we called the 76 and the 90 millimeter, then we had a chance. And I'll give the Germans a lot of credit. Their tanks were diesel, where ours was gas, and a German tank was much more quieter, creeping up on us. Also, they would turn a lot shorter. We'd have to take as an anchor ground, turn around, where they could turn around on a dime. The Germans were way ahead of us at the start of the war, if they knew it. But we had artillery, and we had the superior of the air power, and we had a heck of good infantry in hand, and I think that's what did it. As far as the tanks, I don't know why they sent our tanks into Normandy with the 75s after we had been in Africa fighting, and Patton should have known that them 75 guns were no good against the German tanks.